Hello, what's up guys? I'm Eman from Peso Smart Page here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about the cryptoverse and in particular yung Bitcoin. So currently, yung crypto market, global crypto market is sitting at $1.16 trillion in yung market cap ng buong cryptoverse. And yung share ng Bitcoin is around 47.21% in yung Bitcoin dominance. And yung market cap currently ng Bitcoin is $529.7 billion. And ang focus natin ngayon is itong bull market support band, which is yung 20-week SMA, simple moving average, and yung 21-week EMA or exponential moving average. So ito, kumbaga, yung nag-guide sa atin kung nasa bull run na ba tayo or nasa bear market. Kasi itong move pababa from November 2021, kita natin na almost every time nasa ilalim tayo na itong bull market support band. May isang linggo lang dito na nakapag-close above the bull market support band, but eventually nagbungaba lang ulit yung prices ng Bitcoin. And right now, ilang weeks na rin tayong nandito sa taas, or yung Bitcoin is trading above the bull market support man. So sabi natin dito nag-start. So hold on, mali. Dapat date range. So yan, 91 days na currently na nagte-trade. So since, you know, actually maganda yung naging run ng mga crypto from January 2023 up until now. Although bumaba siya ulit ng konti kasi nag-high na yung Bitcoin ng around 31k last week. And then this week bumagsak na ulit ng konti. Kasi I think nagpa-price na rin yung mga traders, yung mga market participants sa FOMC meeting this coming May 3. So that's around 2 weeks lang, less than 2 weeks. So yeah, again, in general, kumbaga guide natin itong bull market support band if bullish ba yung market or bearish. And I think nasa bear market pa rin tayo. Although ito, medyo weird lang talaga na nasa, nagtitrade na tayo and na-hold natin na support itong bull market support band. But hindi naman like 100% palagi na ito yung masusunod. But since nasa high interest rate and high inflation rate environment pa rin tayo, I don't think na maging sustainable itong pag-akyat or yung pag-pump ng prices ng mga crypto, especially yung Bitcoin. And para mas maintindihan natin, ano nga ba yung quantitative easing and quantitative tightening? So, itong dalawang to, monetary policy siya na ginagamit as a tool ng mga central banks to influence the economy. So, basically, they're just manipulating the market, essentially. Yung quantitative easing is when a central bank buys securities. So, yung mga securities na yan, kalimitan government bonds or corporate bonds. And binibilian sa open market with the goal of increasing the money supply and lowering interest rates. So pinapababa nila and mas mura yung capital kapag nasa quantitative easing tayo. So from 2020 up until late 2021 and early 2022, nasa quantitative easing tayo because of the pandemic. So nagprint lang sila, nagprint ng pera. So by increasing the money supply, the central banks hope to stimulate borrowing and lending, which can help to boost economic growth. So that's why nagkaroon ng magandang bull run yung cryptoverse and yung stock market. So yung quantitative tightening naman, on the other hand, andito tayo ngayon. So this is the opposite of quantitative easing. So this is when a central bank sells securities back to the market. So dinadump nila yung kanilang portfolio with the goal of decreasing the money supply and raising interest rates. So ngayon nga nasa high interest rate environment tayo kasi mataas din yung inflation rate. So yung reason kung ba't nagtataas ng inflation rate is para bumagal or mag-slow down yung growth ng economy, para bumaba yung inflation rate. So this can be done to combat inflation or to slow down an economy, as I've said, that is growing too quickly. So overall, yung quantitative easing and quantitative tightening are tools used by central banks to influence the economy and by adjusting the money supply and interest rates. Again, they're manipulating yung kumaga kung ano mangyayari sa economy and sa mga markets. And magamit nyo rin itong bull market support band essentially kapag kinompare nyo yung mga cycles before. So kita natin dito, nag-top. So ang tagal nang nasa bull run nung Bitcoin at this time. So ayan, diba? Kita nyo. Up until late 2017 and early 2018. Diyan na siya bumagsak ulit. So, nung nasa bear market na, nag-trade lang siya below dyan. And, yan. Umakit siya ng konti but hindi siya na ho-hold as support. Then, dito na nagkaroon ng magandang run. So, dito siya nag-bottom around this time. Around 3,100 back in late 2018. And then, nagkaroon ng magandang run from that point on up until 2019. Eventually, bumagsak na ulit siya. Then, nagkaroon ulit ng magandang run parang yung ginawa natin earlier this year. And then, eventually, nagkaroon ng Black Swan event because of the COVID pandemic. So, yung mga bear markets naman, nagkaroon talaga ng runs from time to time. But, hindi siya sustain. So, sabi natin dito, 40%. Then eventually, babagsak lang ulit siya. So from that point on, dito, bumagsak siya ng around 40%. Then eventually, umakit ulit dito, around 40%. So parang naglalaro lang siya. Then eventually, nakuha na nga yung bottom after nito. So dito, nag-down pa siya ng around 60%. But after that, kung nakabili ka dito sa area na to, nakapag-average ka at that price point, kung dito ka sabihin natin nakapagbenta, up ka ng around 202%. But eventually, bumagsak lang ulit siya. From that, sabihin natin dito na tayo sa local top. So, down ng 48%. And then, ganun lang din dito. No? So, nag-top tayo dito. Bumagsak ng around 50%. Umakit ulit dito ng around 40%. Then, after that, bumagsak na ulit tayo dito at this area ng around 60%. Then, umakit na ulit dito ng around 26%. Then, eventually, bumagsak na tayo dito. Ito na yung local bottom natin, around 35%. Then, after that, it's been a very good past couple of months for Bitcoin and crypto in general, up ng 82% from like the lows nung late 2022. And, dahil din yan sa isang Black Swan event since nag-implode yung FTX. So, ngayon, ang mga inaabangan natin is kung kailan ba mag-halt yung pagtaas ng interest rate sa United States, ng US Fed. And after that, historically, yung mga risk on assets, pagka nag-pause and then eventually nag-cut na ng rates, bumabagsak ulit yung mga prices ng mga risk on assets. But of course, hindi naman natin masasabi yun like for certainty na ganun ulit yung mangyayari this year or probably early 2024. Kasi ngayon, siguro ilang buwan nila. So probably by May, yung consensus is around 0.25% or 25 BPS pa rin yung itataas ng interest rate sa US Fed. And then, after that, mag-hold na sila. So, i-retain lang nila yung interest rate na yun for, sabi natin, 1, 2, or a couple of months even. Kasi, pwede maging sticky pa rin yung inflation rate. So, kapag hindi siya bumagsak na bumagsak, and hindi ganun kabilis, no, yung pagbagsak, then, mapipilitan silang i-hold lang yung interest rate and hindi sila magka-cut. Like, this year, but yung consensus or like yung opinion ng mga analysts, like probably as early as June magkakat na ng rates or July. But of course, again, hindi sigurado yun, hindi 100% yun. And then another one is yung looming recession sa US. So ang sabi ng Fed chairman na si Jerome Powell, possibility talaga yung recession this year. probably the second half of 2023. So, ang sinasabi nila, hindi na daw kaya yung soft landing kasi yun yung in-insist sila last year, yun yung narrative for the better part of 2022. And ngayon sinabi nila na magkakaroon ng mild recession. So we're not sure kung ano ba yung kumbaga gravity ng mild recession na yun, kung ano magiging effect nun sa financial markets. But yeah, we'll see kung pagkaandun na tayo. And yan, na-explain din natin yung relationship ng quantitative tightening sa financial markets and yung financial market cycles. So, kapag yung central bank nag-implement ng QT or ng quantitative tightening by reducing the money supply and raising interest rates, it can have a dampening effect on the financial markets. And as you can see, ganun ngayon nangyayari, like sa stocks and sa cryptocurrencies. So, this is because higher interest rates can make borrowing more expensive. So, mahal yung capital, which can slow down economic activity and potentially lead to a decrease in corporate earnings. So, during a period of QT, investors may become more cautious and risk-averse. So, mostly, mga experienced traders, mga experienced investors, nagpo-flock sila sa USD or sa cash para meron silang capital na may de-deploy kapag mas lalo pang bumagsak yung mga stocks, yung mga crypto na gusto nilang bilhin and consistently nilang binibili. So, mas magde-deploy sila ng mas malaking capital kapag nangyari yun. So, during a period of QT, this leads to a sell-off sa riskier assets, especially sa crypto, diba? Kita nyo naman kung gaano nakalaki. Almost 80% na yung binagsak ng mga cryptocurrencies. So, this can cause a downward trend sa financial markets and potentially trigger a recession. Again, yung looming recession nga this year. However, the impact of QT on financial market cycles depends on a variety of factors, including the strength of the economy, the timing and pace of the QT, and the reactions of investors and market participants. And mostly naman kapag ganito, ang dami nagpapanik. But of course, yun yung biggest parang skill na kailangan mo maging as an investor. Dapat hindi ka nagpapanik. Kahit ano po mangyari, hindi ka sobra na-excite kapag ka umakit ng sobra or nagpa-parabolic run yung market. Kapag ka sobrang bumagsak yung market, hindi ka nagpapanik. So, yeah, you have to develop that skill. So, therefore, it's important for investors to monitor central bank policy and economic indicators and to have a well-diversified portfolio that can withstand potential market fluctuations. So, essentially, kapag ka QT in general, dun ka dapat magde-deploy ng capital. And then, kapag ka QE naman, nakita mo na sobrang taas na ng valuation sa mga companies, then that's a time that probably you should sell some of your stocks. But of course, kapag ka nagdi-DCA ka lang naman, then you don't really have the sell. But, you know, you can take profits here and there. Especially kapag ka meron ka mga risky assets. Katulad ng cryptocurrencies. Of course, sa crypto, wala naman binibigay sa'yo essentially na yield unless nag-stake ka. Like for example, sa Ethereum. So, mga walang passive income or wala kang dividends na natatanggap. So, para kumita ka dito sa cryptocurrencies, you have to sell. So, kumbaga, dubious speculation talaga. So, parang manghuhula ka kung kailangan mag... Hindi naman manghuhula, but yeah, essentially, you're just guessing. But yeah, maraming indicators na pwede gamitin. And yun, you have to take advantage nga of your knowledge about the financial market cycles and itong quantitative easing and quantitative tightening, itong mga monetary policy na ini-implement ng central banks. Kasi advantage mo na agad yun as an investor, as a trader. Kasi nga, pagka yun, long-term naman yung time frame mo and you're patient enough, then you can take advantage. Kasi ngayon nga, pagka nasa ilalim nitong bull market support band, it's generally a very good time to buy. Then eventually, pagka, yan, sobrang excited na, ang dami na ng FOMO, then that's the time that you're gonna sell or you're gonna offload some of your assets. Again nga, especially itong mga riskier assets katulad ng crypto. Then lastly, itong nasa ilalim, yung risk metric ng Bitcoin. So in general, kapag ka dark blue, that's a time that you should be buying. Kahit dito sa level na to, it's still a very good time to buy. Although, nasa taas na nga ulit tayo ng bull market support band. So, probably you can wait or you can just wait for a pullback para mag-add ng Bitcoin sa mga position mo. But yeah, so from here, noong June 2022 up until here, early January 2023, that's a very good time to buy Bitcoin. So kung nag-average out ka lang dito sa lugar na to, sabi natin dito ka naka-average. So you're still up 39%. Then kung dito sa 31K, 56% up ka. So that's very good. Then eventually pagka above 60 na yung nasa risk metric, that's the time that you're gonna sell. So dito sa area na to, pagka nag-yellow na and nag-orange and nag-red. Dito sa area na to, you can sell as well. And kit na yun dito, nung nag-COVID pandemic, bumaba ulit yung risk metric sa 0.12. So, this is a very good time to buy up until around here. Well, in general naman itong buong area na to, it's a good time to buy. And pagka nag-green na din, it's neutral. Okay pa rin naman bumili. Kasi hindi naman natin alam kung saan magta-top, nag-bottom yung market. So, yung magandang strategy pa rin is to just DCA into the market and then kapag magbibenta ka na, DCA out of the market. Then dito, na nag-bottom din, and kita nyo, 0.12 din, and yan, blue and sky blue yung risk metric. So, again, these are indicators that you can use kapag nag-invest ka and nag-trade ka nitong Bitcoin. And of course, ito, these are longer time frames yung kailangan mong gamitin. So, yan, nasa weekly tayo. And yeah, mas, I think hindi siya sobrang useful sa mga day traders kasi iba yung ginagawa nila. But in general, if you're a fan and believer sa blockchain technology and you want to invest in crypto and you want to like, take advantage of this asset class, syempre hindi ka dapat dito naka 100%. Kasi stocks is really good, bonds really good din. But yeah, you can just allocate like a small portion of your capital sa crypto kasi this is one of the riskiest assets out there. So you don't want to like just ape in all of your capital money, like magsanla ka ng mga ari-arian just to invest or buy Bitcoin. So yeah, that's gonna be it for this episode guys. End na natin. I hope na may natutulan kayo, and if umabot kayo at the end of this video, thank you very much, I appreciate you. Help me grow the channel by smashing the like button. That will really help with the YouTube algorithm. And if bago ka naman, don't forget to click the subscribe button and ring the notification bell para wala akong miss out sa mga uploads ko every single week. You may follow me sa mga social media platforms ko. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at MNPSPH. And another way to support the channel is through the YouTube membership. You may click the link in the description so about to know more about it. Thanks again for watching and listening, everyone. Stay safe. I'll see you on the next episode. Always remember, be peso smart.